So tonight we have celebrated in our own way a ritual that's as old as human history. This service has been a celebration of our lives together, together in the beautiful cycle of the year and in the amazing cycle of life. As in days of old, we had some music, some food, some drink, and even some dancing, and some words from ancient sources. We've celebrated the time of year in the Northern Hemisphere when the darkness begins to retreat in the face of light, a time when hope turns the tide against despair, a time of year when the birth of a tiny baby heralded a new and hopeful vision of humanity. Next Tuesday marks the winter solstice, the longest night and the shortest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. In ancient days, this was the holy day, and the cause of the feasting wasn't joy, but hope. Hope that the coming year would be prosperous, hope that whatever we had experienced that was bad would be left behind. The coming back of the longer days, bit by bit, brought the promise that renewal was possible, that change could come, and that loneliness and despair did not have to be permanent. But the change does not come quickly, nor does the renewing light. Just a few minutes every day. But change is possible. We only have to take the time to notice the brightening of the sky in the morning. We only have to hang on until things get better. In a moment, we'll be singing a beautiful song that reminds us that hope for the world is in the hands of our children. This, in a way, is the message of Christmas. For despite the stories of the wise men traveling to honor the birth of Jesus, we know that he was born without any more fanfare than any other child born in humble circumstances. His birth was taken for granted. His life as a child was unremarkable. And yet, his life would change the world and open new ways to see the potential for human community. Our children are our future, and each night a child is born is a holy night.